time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Jeff Lysik. He is with the BLM. We're going to be talking about the bear fire that's going on up Price Canyon, just to the side of, just past Helper. And it fired up last night, and it sounds like it's kind of grown, and it's getting a little bit overwhelming, maybe, some might say. I don't know if that's the case or not. But, Jeff, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us this morning.
Sure thing.
So let's talk about the bear fire. It seems to have just kind of taken off on them, and it's mostly because it's the terrain, and it's just so dry out there, isn't it? So let's talk about the bear fire and when it was kind of identified.
Sure. So we got the first reports that we were able to put out were about 5 o'clock last night, just before 5 p.m., saying that there had been a new start there near mile marker 222 on U.S. 6. We got resources to that as quickly as we could. Obviously, we understand right now Utah is in a drought, and conditions are just absolutely not on our side as far as how dry everything is, the hot weather out there, and the wind. So the fire did see significant growth overnight. We were able to fly an aircraft over the fire last night about 7:30 that has an infrared camera on it. It mapped the fire at about 1,970 acres or so. So that was the most accurate number we have right now for the size of that fire.
And what kind of crews have they gone on right now? Is it BLM? Is that who's mostly up there?
So the BLM is managing this fire right now. We've got 2 hotshot crews. Those are interagency crews. We've got 6 engine crews out there. We've used an air attack platform. So that's a plane that flies over and identifies the areas that either crews need to get into or that we can do bucket work or tanker drops. We did have a couple air tankers that were used on the fire last night. Anybody that's familiar with that area knows just how rugged and steep it is. It's not someplace that we are able right now to put firefighters on the ground. So a lot of this is having to be done from the air. The firefighters that are there are being used to do what we call point protection. So they're going in and working to protect the structures that we have in that area, some cabins and some other facilities that are there in the area.
And once again, it's one of these things that, yes, it is, it's fairly close to the highway. And as far as, you know, the time we're speaking right now, Highway 6 is open. But if it gets worse, I mean, I've got to imagine that visibility is probably not too good. And would you guys say, you know what, you need to shut the road down? Or would that come from, like, the highway patrol?
So fire managers have identified what we call trigger points or management action points, where we're looking at if the fire gets to here or we get this much smoke or if we need to do an operation there along the side of US 6, we would work with our partners with the Highway Patrol and with UDOT to say, okay, we need to shut down US 6 and put a detour in place so that we can take care of what we need to, or for public safety and firefighter safety as far as smoke goes. Either one of those could be a possibility, and really right now we're just asking people, if you don't have it, get that UDOT traffic app on your phone. You can use it on any device, and it'll show you the most updated road and travel conditions, not just for US 6, but for all the roads statewide.
And the other part of it, too, that, you know, it seems like every release we've read, everything we've read, It's you know what, if you don't need to travel it, don't travel it, and please don't go up there and be a spectator and things like that. It said that they've already had to shoo a couple of people away because of this. What kind of danger would people be in, really, to go up there and take pictures and just kind of watch the fire?
Well, some of it is, you know, we've got crews up there that are trying to move from place to place, sometimes in a hurry because of what the fire is doing. And if they're not expecting members of the public on the road, you know, there's the potential for a collision there, for a crash. We don't want that to happen. Also, there's an accountability issue. We know how many firefighters we have in that area. We know who's supposed to be there. If people start going into that area and we don't know they're there, we have no way to account for them if fire conditions change, worsen, and we need to start pulling evacuations. So really, you know, we're asking folks to just stay out of the area. We'll do our best to provide you with information and some photos of what's going on up there so that you have a better understanding. But honestly, if you don't need to be there right now, it's best for our firefighters if you just stay out.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. We're going to get this information out there, and any information that you guys get to us, we'll get out as we need to take care of that. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you guys are pretty busy today, so I'm going to let you go, all right?
All right, absolutely. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.